Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment on Kiddush. Just to follow up a little bit from yesterday in terms of people who drink from the cup of Kiddush, it's a common point of confusion. I'm not the person making Kiddush. I'm a guest in someone's home. Do I need to drink from his Kiddush cup or from his Kiddush wine in order to be Yotze? So as long as, obviously assuming that he had in mind to help me fulfill the obligation of Kiddush, and I had in mind to fulfill it through him, and he drank the requisite amount of wine or grape juice to drink, I do not need to drink from the Kiddush in order to be Yotze. It is considered a nice and appropriate thing to drink from the Kiddush. It's considered a kos of bracha, of blessing, a cup of blessing. It's considered a special mitzvah. It's appropriate to drink from it, but it's not mandatory, and I certainly have fulfilled my obligation without drinking from the wine. Next question. I've decided I want to participate in the drinking of the wine of Kiddush. Do I need to drink from the cup that the person making Kiddush was holding? Can I just ask them to pass me the bottle and pour a little bit into my cup? What's the story with that? So the basic halacha is as follows. If wine is set aside before Kiddush is made, what I mean by set aside is just designated in the sense that it's understood before Kiddush is made that this wine is going to be drunk by people for Kiddush, that's really fine. So you'll have, for example, thank God, people, large gatherings and things of that sort might pour out cups of Kiddush, not full Kiddush cups to fulfill the obligation independently, but just little cups of wine just to have around the table. If they're out already, certainly they're out with wine in them, and then the person makes Kiddush, you don't need to have wine from his cup added to your little cup. Your little cup has been designated as kind of an adjunct to his Kiddush wine. So that's a good thing to know in general. Standard practice is if it's not actually poured out beforehand, then you should take at least a little bit of wine from the cup of the person making Kiddush. Forgive me for getting this detail-oriented, but people ask about this sometimes too. So how does it work exactly? What's the order of operations? I make Kiddush. I want to drink from the Kiddush cup. You want to drink from the Kiddush cup. Who drinks first? How does that all work? So a couple of things about that. First of all, the halacha is, it's brought in halacha, that if you are using my wine from my cup for Kiddush, it's appropriate for you not to drink until I have drunk. There's two issues floating here. What the real point in the halacha I just quoted is Derech Eretz, is kind of halachic etiquette. I'm the one who made Kiddush. It's considered appropriate for you to wait for me to drink from before you drink from the wine from my Kiddush cup. That's one point. There also is an issue that people have a certain amount of sensitivity of that. Since drinking from the Kiddush cup is associated with the mitzvah itself, it shouldn't make sense for me to pass up the opportunity to drink from that cup and start passing it all around the table before I drink from it myself. Some are very particular about that. Some are not as particular about that. But the first point really seems clear, that it's inappropriate for other people around the table to actually drink from the cup poured from the original Kiddush cup before the person making Kiddush drinks from it. So that's one issue. So fine. The people around the table won't drink until I've drunk. So just a very common practice for hygiene reasons is I want to drink from the Kiddush cup and I want you to drink from the Kiddush cup. So common practice is I make Kiddush, I take the Kiddush cup, I pour at least, let's say, 2 fluid ounces into my personal cup. I drink from that and then I pass around the Kiddush cup. And then people can, pour little amounts into their cup. Some people do the other way. Some people take the Kiddush cup, pour a significant amount into another cup and pass the other cup around, and they drink from the Kiddush cup. I'm not sure it makes any difference. I'm not aware offhand if it makes any difference which way you do it. But the point is, that way the person making kiddush drinks right off the bat, and then people can also take from the kiddush cup without having any awkward situations of drinking from the same cup that someone else drank from. That might have been too much detail. If so, I apologize. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.